In 1967, hordes of longheads chanted, "Make love, not war," and hurled themselves at police.
The alternative sounds of the 60s and 70s.
In 1967, there was a legalized cannabis rally in Hyde Park.
Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B.
In 1967, there were huge demonstrations against the Vietnam War. In 1967, homosexual acts between consenting male adults were legalized.
Radio, Mi Amigo, from the LB80.
Here it comes.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton, and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped, and walked back to the house to eat. Mama hollered from the back door, "You'll remember to wipe your feet." And then she said, "Got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge." Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black eyed peas, "Joe never had a liquor since. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow." Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seemed like nothing comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. Jumps off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected he and Tom and Billy Joe. Put a frog down my back at the Clara County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to her at the church last Sunday? Jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, "Child, what's happened to your appetite?" "I've been cooking all morning, and you haven't touched a single bite." That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, came by today. Something up the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Betty Thompson. They bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going around. Papa caught it and he died last spring. Now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy waters of the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Forgotten there was a Mellotron in Life and Soul's version of Ode to Billy Joe on Decca F12659. This is the other side, Peacefully Asleep.
Hit!
Havisham Kids, the Amboy Dukes, High Life in Whitley Wood, Part 1 on Polydor Records. The other side, Part 2. Not such a good quality recording we've got of that one. Sounds like somebody held a microphone up against their Danset player. Mercifully, half the length of the A side, the Amboy Dukes. Highlight. Take the needle off the record, lads, that's it. High Life in Whitley Wood, Part 2. Mercifully, or not mercifully, we have both sides of a Barbara Windsor single released on the 1st of September 1967 when 52 singles came out on that day. Sorry about that, is my mobile making that ting as 1,000 people, or maybe 3 or 4 people, look to see what messages come in. Yeah, these are the new singles on sale from the 1st of September 1967. We began this little section with Life and Soul, both sides of their single, Ode to Billy Joe, and Peacefully Asleep, one that should be in the box at the side of me, but seems to have disappeared. Well, it has been 56 years, so we have been various places. I was saying about the quality of some of the songs in today's programme. The new software I've got, it says best quality, but then it also, deeper in the software, it gives you the opportunity of of recording or downloading 192 kilobytes or 256 kilobytes. So I am questioning whether best quality is actually best as you and I know it. It should be better next week. Mrs. Barbara Windsor, Don't Dig Twiggy and Swinging London on Parlophone Records.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother
father was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a liquor since. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie, you know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. Nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
That ode to Billy Joe, Bobby Gentry. It was the rage of the end of the summer. Everyone was talking about it. What was it all about? Well, I know what this was all about. The Syn, S-Y-N, on DRAM Records. It was about the 14-hour Technicolor Dream, which some people in London, I think it was at Crystal, or at one of the palaces, Alexandra or Crystal, and someone I knew, Barry Everett, he said him and Hugh Nolan, who had been with Radio Seagull and Radio Geronimo, they stayed up until the morning, until the crystals died down.
Could it be that you're caught up in a gravitational pull? Is it society making you out to be a fool? Forget a job, you can become a queen. The prettiest girl that the world has ever seen. At the 14-hour Technicolor. It's a 14-hour Technicolor dream. You got your freedom, do what you like. Shoot yourself, root yourself, that'll be alright. At the 14-hour Technicolor.
Now a Technicolor dream until the crystals had faded away as the dawn broke. Vic Flick, Sexton Blake, the theme too.
Nothing is given to me. man. Be not too hard when his soul abhors, for he must manage as best he can. Be not too hard when he blindly dies, fighting for things he does not own. Sometimes like a stone, be not too hard, for soon he'll die, often no wiser than he began. Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given. Life is short, and nothing is given to man. Be not too hard when he's sold or bought, for he must manage as best he can. Be not too hard when he blindly dies, fighting for things he does not own. Be not too hard when he tells lies, or if his heart is sometimes like a stone. Be not too hard, for soon he'll die, often no wiser than he began.
Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Came bursting through my cloud, breaking daylight.
We began this hour with Joan Baez and Be Not Too Hard, a song written by Donovan Leitch. That's on Fontana. We are listening to the new singles that were released on the 1st of September 1967. There are 52 singles this particular week, and we're using issue 192 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings. That pleasant, innocuous single called Sun Came Bursting Through My Cloud on the Columbia record label masks the A-side, which is Dantalion's Chariot and Madman Running Through the Fields.
You ask me how I've become mad.
superb slice of psychedelia there. That wasn't played very often on the radio, but when it was, my ears pricked up and I instantly knew it wasn't going to be a hit. Dantalion's Chariot, written by Money and Summers. And Summers took it to Eric Burden and the Animals and their album Love Is. I thought we'd listen to that version. That version of the madman running through the fields.
We'll be right back.
every last moment of Madman Running Through the Fields from Eric Burden and the Animals, their album Love Is Well Worth Investigating. Of course, the money in the composition credits was Zoot money, because his band, it was effectively the Big Roll Band, the Dantalion's Chariot, and the Summers, which is spelled S-O-M-E-R-S on the record label, turns out to be Andy Summers when him and Zoot joined up with Eric Burden. Wow. And talking of madness,
there's a girl next door to me, who's around the bend, but she wonders why she can't make any friends. From her garden she could see me in her silver black bikini, singing, dancing round her fruit tree. Here we go round the lemon tree, Mr.
Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
Woke up one morning half asleep with all my blankets in a heap and yellow roses scattered all around. The time was still approaching for I couldn't stand it anymore. So Mary goes upon my eider down. Watching flowers in the rain, feel the power of the rain, making the garden grow. I'm just sitting, watching flowers in the rain, feel the power of the rain, keeping me cool. So I lay upon my side with all the windows open wide, couldn't pressurize my head from speaking, hoping not to make a sound. I pushed my bed into the ground in time to catch the sight that I was seeking. Sitting, watching flowers in the rain, feel the power of the rain, making the garden grow. I am just sitting, watching flowers in the rain, feel the power of the rain.
Thank you. trees, make conversation with the trees. We need to leave reality behind me. Goodbye commitments in a mess. My sheep is gone away deep rest. In a world of fantasy, you'll find me. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain.
At the Move, and here we go round the lemon tree and flowers in the rain. Regal Zonna Phone Records. I'm sure I don't need to tell you, but I'm going to. That was the first record played by Tony Blackburn on Radio 1 just 30 days later, really. Released on the 1st of September, and it opened up Radio 1 on that fateful Saturday morning. And it was The Birds, Don't Make Waves, from the movie of the same name. And I didn't know this Birds single at all when I brought it for just 10 pence in my favourite record store, which I'm sure you'll know now was called Campkins, Long Causeway, Peterborough. And I got it home, and the A side was called Lady Friend, written by Crosby. Of course, that's David Crosby. The other side was McGuinn and Hillman, and I fell in love with Lady Friend.
She's going to say, going too far. Here it comes, she's going to say goodbye. She's trying to